Yeah, good to see you all. My name is Dayo, one of the leaders in the church, and it's such a great honor to bring God's word to you this evening. Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you guys have done your Christmas shopping. All done? Not yet? Okay, I can see a few nods there. Okay. I mean, for us, Christmas is a special time. I've got two kids, and they love Christmas. And one thing I don't like about it is that they have perfected their way to write their list. My daughter, my son, my word, they can write a list. And oftentimes I say to them, I will just sleep on it. And actually, what I do, put it under the pillow and that's it. So they've devised a means not to bring it to me. They bring it to their mother. Because they know they ain't getting it. Because like, my son writes something. I'm like, I can't buy that for you, mate. It's too expensive. But he keeps doing it every year, and he keeps getting surprises. And he's going to get some surprises in the next few weeks as well. but for me, Christmas is so special. Because all of a sudden, we are celebrating a baby born in a manger. Nobody was there. But every single year, we have an opportunity to celebrate something. And today, I just want to very quickly bring to you two key witnesses that were part of that story. None of us were there, but we have an opportunity to listen to two key people that were there. And these two people actually I'm about to talk to you about today, actually, we don't know their names. Because the Bible never told us their names. I know there are legends there that tells us their name. But we don't know their names. But we know what they did. We know what happened. We know that we've sung Silent Night. But we know that that night was not silent for some people. Because all of a sudden, as you're about to see, they had an encounter. And something remarkable happened afterwards. And so today, I want to talk to you very quickly about two key witnesses of the Christmas story. The wise men and the shepherd. Two different set of people, but they bring powerful stories about what happened on that day. But before I go into that, I just want to lay a quick picture of what Joseph and Mary had to do before this story began to unravel. In Luke chapter 2, the Bible talks about a time came that census was taken and Mary and Joseph had to make a trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Now, you would think that that is a normal thing to do because it was a census and they had to make this journey. But that journey was so important, as you were about to see, because when they got to Bethlehem, Jesus was born. But as they got to Bethlehem, there was no inn. I mean, today we've got Holiday Inn. I'm sure they wasn't there at that time. But there was no inn for them to stay. They had to go to a manger. And can you imagine that Mary, by herself with Joseph, gave birth to this boy. And they called his name Jesus. And they were there together, Mary and Joseph. Quiet, silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. But all of a sudden, we don't know how long it was. We don't know how far. But there were certain shepherds. They were watching their flocks by night. They had a quiet night as well. And something happened to them. But before I get into the shepherd's story, we were told also of a certain group of people that were called the wise men, the magi. When Jesus was born, the Bible says they saw a star and they traced the star and they got to King Herod. And they went to Herod in Luke chapter 2. And they said to Herod, there's a baby that's been born. He is a king of the Jews. And in Matthew, if you go to their story, when they got to Herod, they asked him, Where is this child that has been born the king of the Jew? Herod was unaware. And the Bible says that he became troubled, and all of Jerusalem were troubled as well. And Herod called the prophets and the teachers of the law, and they said that this Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem in Judah. That was important. Mary and Joseph had made the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem. When the wise men saw the star, they went to Herod. And Herod told them, according to the prophet, that baby that you saw will be born in Bethlehem. That was very important, that baby had to be born in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph had to make the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem because the wise men will come to King Herod to say, we saw a star. Where is this baby? And they went through the book of the law, and they discovered that baby had to be in Bethlehem. And then they traced the star to Bethlehem. So you could see how two different stories got merged together, because ahead of time, God knew that time would come. If you go to Malachi chapter 5, because that was exactly the place that the teachers of the law quoted. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 5, Malachi 5, verse 2, it says, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origin are from old, from ancient times. In 2 Samuel 5, 2 as well, it says, in the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaign. And the Lord said to you, you will be shepherd my people Israel. You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler. So all of a sudden, the story began to join together. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The wise men went to Herod, and Herod said to them, that baby you seek will be in Bethlehem. Friends, you are not here by accident. God brought you here for a reason, to hear this story tonight. Everything in life is not a coincidence. Somebody may have invited you tonight, but beyond the invite, there's something much more. That when God brings us to a place, he wants to speak to our heart, to say to you, you are here because I have a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. And this wise man got to Jesus, and they gave him gift. Wise men still seek him today. Wise men still seek him today. Jesus came. When this wise man got to him, they knelt down and they worshipped him. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And these are symbolic of who he is. Gold shows his kinship. Frankincense shows that he's worthy of worship. Myrrh is a dead spy, symbolic of his death. Because a time will come in Easter that Jesus will die. The Bible says, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Jesus had to be born, but Jesus had to die. The story is never complete with the birth. The story is completed when he died. But they had to come to save him. And then all of a sudden, you have the shepherd watching their field, watching their flocks by night. And all of a sudden, they had an encounter. And in Luke's gospel, we were told what happened when they had that encounter. The Bible says that when they were there, that there were shepherds living on the field, keeping over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Jesus came from Nazareth to Bethlehem. There was no room for him. He had to be born in a manger. The shepherds were watching their flocks by night. Unbeknown to them, that somebody had been born. The angel appeared to them and said, "This will be a sign to you. Find a manger. When you get there, you will see one that is born, the Savior of the world." Friends, we've all got stories. But in our story is the faithfulness of God. In our story is God pointing us to a Savior. Are you here this evening? You've got stories. But have you met the one who is the Savior of the world? When the shepherd got there, the Bible says they went very quickly to Bethlehem and to see the thing that has happened, what the Lord has told them about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they are sitting, they spread the word concerning what had been told them. Friends, God has done things in people's lives. It's so great to hear a new story today of God's faithfulness, that God still saves lives today. And my question to you, has it saved your life? It saved mine many years ago. And today I'm free to shout his praise. I'm free like the shepherd to say, look at what he's done in my life. It saved me. I can go out there and shout to people, God saved my soul. I am so happy because it saved my life. This shepherd had this encounter and they saw the baby that was in the manger. Friends, there are no coincidences in the story. Everything happened at different times, but you could see how they all connect together. And today, I feel perhaps some of us have come to a point in our lives where we need to connect the dots together tonight. If you look at how things have happened in your life, are you able to say today, perhaps God has brought me here today to hear. Listen to this guy, born 3,000 miles away, to tell you that God loves you. That for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. Friends, the reason why we do carol service is because we want people to know that Jesus saved our lives. Our lives has never been the same since we found the Savior. Friends, you've come here tonight to listen to me, to sing carols. I believe God has ordained this night for you to come to know him, the Savior of the world. You have to come to a school tonight, not to the town center, not to the best hotel tonight, but you've come to school, the most unlikely place to hear what happened 2,000 years ago. So you're not here by accident, because God loves and cares for you. So how do we respond to this? Mary was there, pondering, what is going on? All of a sudden, this shepherd came and told me everything. This wise man showed up. And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says something very important, and I want to end there tonight. And Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Friends, everything that Mary experienced, she must be so confused. What is going on? But the Bible says that Mary got to a point where she treasured everything. Like, this shepherd are weird people. They had this encounter in the field. But they've told me about my son. These wise men from the east came. They saw a star. They followed the star. And they came to where the baby was. They brought gold, frankincense, myrrh to him. What is going on? And Mary treasured these words in her heart. And she pondered on them. Friends, may I challenge you tonight to treasure these words? Can you, perhaps somebody needs to ponder on these words tonight and say, I want to give my heart to Jesus. Mary had good reasons to meditate. What brought us to Bethlehem? Why? Mary must have said, why did we have to go to Bethlehem? I wasn't there, but I because when you ponder, you think, you carefully. From Nazareth to Bethlehem, we go to Bethlehem, there was no room. And we had to be in a manger. And Mary must have been like, what's going on? I want to have a baby. There's no room for my baby. And I have to go to a manger. And Mary must be so distressed. And all of a sudden, the shepherd showed up, telling her what they had seen. The wise men showed up, telling her about the same baby. And then she treasured these words in her heart. And she pondered on them. Friends, have you come to a point in your life where you treasure the words of God more than anything? Have you come to a point in your life where you've pondered and you want to say, I want to give my heart to Jesus? She pondered those words in her heart. The Bible says, with the heart, man believeth. Everything starts with the heart. It's a heart thing. If your heart, if you cannot connect in your heart about Jesus, then the story will never start. She treasured. She pondered in her heart. Can we bow our heads to pray? Can I just give a minute to ponder, to treasure these words in your heart tonight? Jesus had to move to Bethlehem to be born. It was not a coincidence. And perhaps you're here tonight. You're not here by chance. You're here because God wants to hear this story. That everything you've ever gone through is for this moment. For you to ponder in your heart and say, what's going on? What do I need to do? You just need to say, Jesus, come into my heart tonight. But I just want to give someone a chance tonight. We're not asking to come forward, but if you're not a Christian in this place, this is a good place to say, this baby that's been born is the Savior of the world. His name is Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have not believed in him, do you want to just say this prayer in your heart with me tonight? The Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe you died for my sins so I could be forgiven. I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for coming to die for my sins. Say, greater love has no man, the Savior of the world. And if you're a Christian, do you want to pray and say to the Lord tonight that every day of my life, I will treasure these words. I will reflect on them. I will meditate on what you've done for us. That this story doesn't end here. That every day of my life, I will be a witness, just like the shepherds and the wise men. That I will be a witness of your faithfulness. I will tell the world about you. I will be a witness, a faithful witness of the Christmas story. And Lord, we pray tonight for ourselves as well, as Christians, that Lord, may we treasure this word in our heart. May we be witnesses, Lord, of what you've done for us. The shepherd could not hold it. They had to go and tell everyone, praising God. Lord, I pray you will help us to be those witnesses of your faithfulness. And we've prayed in Jesus' name.